You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WAUK Daily News Roundup for the Shaw, 101.1 FM and 540 AM in Waukesha.
For 540 WAUK News, I'm Stuart J. Wattles. What's called a reserve judge will take over Milwaukee County Judge Hannah Dugan's caseload. It follows her arrest for allegedly obstructing a federal immigration arrest. Judge Dugan faces two federal charges carrying up to 6 years in prison if convicted. She'll be back in a federal courtroom May 15th. Milwaukee's stranded Deep Thought boat, abandoned by its owners in October, is drawing crowds and now bipartisan support. A legislative action being brought forward in Madison proposes jail time for people that abandon their boats in Wisconsin waters. An anonymous donor is covering the cost of removing the Deep Thought, which has been slowed due to poor weather. Federal officials have restored 27 terminated visas for UW-Madison international students and alumni that will allow them to continue their academic work. The move follows nationwide visa cancellations that led some students to get court orders blocking deportations. If you know a talented teenage artist, the state of Wisconsin wants to see their work as part of a contest. There's a deadline tomorrow. Melissa Kay has more.
High school students can submit designs for next year's Wisconsin State Park and Forest Vehicle Admission Passes. This is for all high school-age students in Wisconsin. The artwork should focus on outdoor recreation, animals, or plants in the state. Steve Schmelzer is the Parks and Recreation Management Bureau Director. He said this is a great opportunity for students to blend their artistic passion and interest in our natural resources. He's grateful for all of the students who submit artwork and said it's never an easy choice to pick just one design. The vehicle admission passes provide access to more than 60 state park, forest, and recreation area properties across Wisconsin. The design contest is open now through April 30th.
And that's news on 540 WAUK. I'm Stuart J. Wattles.
The Brewers head to Chicago. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports, baseball. The Brewers opening a three-game series tonight against the Chicago White Sox. Center fielder Garrett Mitchell on the 10-day IL with a strained oblique muscle. Pat Murphy on moving Jackson Churio over to center field.
I think he'll adjust to it. There's, you know, he's got a long way to go to be a great outfielder, and he certainly has the ability, as he's shown offensively, he has the ability to be every bit as good defensively. So it's a work in progress, but I think he'll respond.
NFL, the Packers have signed a free agent, Isaiah Simmons, to a one-year deal. The veteran linebacker played for the Giants last season. NBA, a must-win for the Bucks tonight as they face the Pacers in Indy, down 3-1. Giannis on seeing Damian Lillard go down Sunday night with that torn Achilles tendon.
You see, like, your team being down, you know, first thought is like, come on, get up. And he cannot walk on his own. You kind of know that he's serious, especially for a guy like Dame.
That's the Bucks' Giannis Antetokounmpo with sports on Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. Sinners did not make as much as it did last week when it was also number one, but still set a record. The film pulled in $45 million, which is only 6% less than it made opening weekend. There's typically a huge falloff in week two, even for hit movies, but especially for horror films, according to Variety. Impressive reviews are giving Sinners serious legs. And speaking of legs, Star Wars Revenge of the Sith 20th anniversary re-release was number two, bringing in $25 million+, which edged out Ben Affleck's The Accountant 2. If you want to hear Ben Affleck do a weird accent he didn't do in the first film, check it out. The Minecraft movie finished in fourth place with just over $22 million. Rounding out the top five was the horror film Until Dawn, which brought in $8 million. So far, the box office has seen 11% higher gains than at this time last year. A good sign, so keep going to the movies. The new Hunger Games film, Sunrise on the Reaping, is in pre-production high gear. Last week, two leads were cast, and now Jesse Plemons has been cast as a young Plutarch Havensby. Hope I'm saying that right. That was the role previously played by Philip Seymour Hoffman. Hoffman's last film roles before passing away in 2014 at the age of 46 were both Hunger Games movies. Sunrise on the Reaping takes place 24 years before the Hunger Games and should hit theaters in November 2026. Here's one of Pete's picks that I liked 75% of. The film Drop is a good thriller for most of the movie. It's got a slick look, is well acted, and has an interesting plot where a widow goes on a first date. Throughout the course of the evening, her phone is airdropped threatening messages. It's a fun watch while trying to figure out who is behind the threats. It goes a little off the rails in the last 15 minutes and becomes a bit unrealistic. Having said that, you will love 75% of this movie. Robert De Niro won an Oscar for his portrayal of a young Vito Corleone in The Godfather 2. It might never have happened if he was not rejected for a part after auditioning for the first Godfather. De Niro auditioned for the role of Sonny Corleone, which went to James Caan. At a ceremony in Los Angeles last week honoring Francis Ford Coppola, Bobby D. thanked the famous director for not casting him in the first Godfather, saying, "It was the best job I ever, never got." If you've got some money burning a hole in your pocket and are in need of a used couch, you might be in luck. The original couch from Roseanne will be auctioned off. The couch is expected to draw a $10,000 bid to start, but could pull in as much as 40 to 60 G's. Just FYI, this is the same couch on which John Goodman gave Roseanne a foot rub. But rest easy, the winner of the auction will receive a complimentary bottle of Febreze. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Mostly cloudy and breezy for a while this morning, becoming mostly sunny and less windy this afternoon. Our high today, 62. Tonight, partly cloudy, 38. Tomorrow, sun in the morning, clouds and showers in the afternoon, with a high near 50. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Current temp, 62.
That's your WAUK Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at waukradio.com. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.